To make way for the City of Buffalo's Returning Cars to Main Street project, the inbound and outbound theater station platforms are being removed. The NFTA's Director of Public Affairs, Douglas Hartmeyer, says the station's closeness to the portal for Metro Rail's underground section posed safety concerns. And Hartmeyer says relocating the platforms was not an option.
Literally, if they were cars and you had a four-car constant stopped inbound at Fountain Plaza and you moved theater station south, one would be running right into the other.
On average, the station had about 1,500 boardings a day.
I don't think the fact that the theater station is there or not will cause customers to choose not to ride the rail.
In fact, the nearest train, Hartmeyer says, is not that great a distance, about 540 feet.
The first station after Allen Medical in the above ground section will be Fountain Plaza. So Fountain Plaza, for all intents and purposes, becomes the first and the last station within the fare free zone.
After the platforms are removed, the street will be restored with parking spaces and bike lanes on each side of the tracks in an effort to revitalize the many vacant storefronts along Main Street.
That's not going to work neither. I think it's crazy.
Ursula Petty also says, as a regular Metro rider, closing Theater Station is just not fair. The 600 block is expected to be reopened to vehicles by the fall. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.